Ladies and gentlemen, an Israeli NGO has accused Tel Aviv of having tortured detained Palestinian children in freezing conditions. The Public Committee Against Torture says the Palestinian minors have routinely been held in outdoor cages for hours after their arrest. The organization says the children had to endure freezing temperatures outside transit facilities. It says this is a long-running practice meant to terrify the detained children. The NGO adds that it's just one example of the torture and ill treatment of Palestinian children by Israeli forces. The Palestinian Prisoners Society has also said in a new report that 200 Palestinian children are among 5,000 inmates locked up in Israeli jails. Our correspondent Nell Burden joins us now from occupied Ramallah. Nell, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts and the latest details on the findings of this Israeli NGO.
Yes, of course. Now, this is actually from the Public Committee of Torture Against Children in Israel. Now, they gave a very damning report, not only about the torture and ill treatment, but they gave details of Palestinian children being held by the Israelis in places such as Ramla Prison. Now, during a very bad snowstorm here, many human rights groups came to visit the children and found that they were essentially kept in small cages just outside of the prison in minus temperatures. So, you know, extremely ill conditions just before their court cases. Many of them weren't allowed to see their guardians or parents and didn't have access to a lawyer. Now, just to remind you, this is in direct contravention of international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention. And also, to take Palestinian children away from the West Bank and to take them into prisons, such as Ramla Prison, is against the Article 76 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. Now, this isn't the only report that's been released. Defence for Children International have released many damning reports about the torture and ill treatment of children. This includes many forms of physical abuse, including sexual abuse. Now, according to the DCI, there's been over 8,000 Palestinian children held in Israeli jails since the year 2000. And also, according to them, there is absolutely no excuse for torture whatsoever, as it remains also indirect convention of international law. Now, very recently, we had an interview with a young boy from a town called Anabasale. Now, this boy complained of very ill treatment and torture during his continuous arrests throughout the year. This included being taken to a settlement, being blindfolded, having his hands tied behind his back, and going through around 24 hours of interrogation without seeing a lawyer, without access to his parents, without his parents actually knowing where he was. And this is just, you know, one testimonial from thousands in the West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds.
Very briefly, if you may know, given the number of underage children in Israeli prisons, why isn't there sufficient international action, let alone condemnation, to get the Israelis to stop what is regarded as a blatant disregard for human rights?
Absolutely. Now, you know, when you talk about the difference between, contravention and action, I mean, there have been many human rights groups that have produced these damning reports. And, you know, these are happening essentially on a yearly basis. The DCI has done a huge amount of advocacy work with these children's. Adamir Lawyer have, you know, been to visit many of the children's. The issue, actually, as you say, is the action. Nobody is taking action, internationally. First of all, because the Israelis have absolute impunity internationally. You know, they've been allowed to essentially treat minors as young as 12 in the same way as they would actually treat adults. They're brought to the same prisons. They're dealt with the same guards. There's absolutely no care taken for them. And everything they have done so far has been in direct contravention of international law. However, you know, companies such as Adamir Lawyers Association and Defence for Children International are trying to produce campaigns to ask the international community to, you know, get directly involved. Okay. You know, however, we've seen a report this morning that there has actually been 20,000 violations against Palestinians so far in the year 2013. This is, you know, from elderly adults to children. Okay. And once again, Israel has had absolute impunity and gotten away with these crimes. The PLO suggested that the only way of acting actually against them is to take them to the International Criminal Court or the International Court of Justice.
Thank you very much.
However, while we're in a period of negotiations, we can't do this.
Nell Burden, our correspondent, joining us from Occupied Ramallah.